Good afternoon. You're here with Bike Sport Radio. It's Monday, December 13th at Kilo Radio, where we talk about competitive cycling and bike racing, bike racers, and what you need to race bikes. Again, it's Monday, December 13th. We've got some action from the Urban Cyclocross Series Finals, sounds and interviews with Ty Caddy at Nationals, Steve Tilford at the Urban Cyclocross, and race results also. Let's go to some race results right now. At the National Championship Cyclocross in Bend, Oregon. Crazy weather going on there, and also first ever single speed championships, women's single speed. Kathy Pruitt out of Santa Cruz picking up that win. And in the men's single speed from Bend, Oregon, riding for Giant Rabobank, Adam Craig taking the win there. The legendary Ned Overend in the Masters men's 55-59 picked up the championship title there out of Durango, Colorado. Masters women's 40-44, Wendy Williams, your new champion, 45-49, Karen Hogan. And in the Masters women 50-54, Chris Walker from Pocatillo, Idaho, taking that win. Masters men's 60-64, Glenn Norton, your new champion. Masters men's 70-74, Eric Nordenson. And in the Masters men's 75-79, Walter Axthem out of Durango, Colorado, taking that win. In the elite racing, a very windy day with over 8,000 fans, unbelievable fans. Katie Compton making it look easy, rolling away to the win. Compton and Georgia Gould taking off initially from the pack, and then Compton having to do an early pit, but later catches back up to Georgia Gould and pulls away for the win. Congratulations in the elite, Katie Compton. In the elite men, local favorite Ryan Trebon, of course, from Bend, Oregon, launched right at the gun, and then Jeremy Powers from East Hampton took an early attack starting on the second lap and then took the lead, and then was closely followed by Todd Wells. And then later a crash knocked Trebon back to fifth, and he clawed his way all the way up to third place again after passing the defending champion Tim Johnson. Collegiate men, Zach McDonald taking the win there, and in the collegiate women, Ashley James. Rounding out the podium in the elite men was Todd Wells in the win, Ryan Trebon in second, Jeremy Powers in third. And in the elite women, rounding out the podium, Meredith Miller taking third place, Georgia Gould second, and of course Katie Compton, your winner. The under 23 women, Ashley James taking third, and Southern California from Tustin, California, Corinne Rivera taking second, and Caitlin Antonois taking the win. The Urban Cyclocross Series Finals held on December 5th. Hotly contested Category 3s and 4s race. Josh Compa over Ben Cornell. Josh Compa taking the series win just barely. Men's Elite and Pro, we were lucky enough to have the presence of the awesome world champion and multi-time national champion, Steve Tilford, right for Trade Winds Energy Heat. Came out and took the win over Ty Caddy. Ty Caddy running for Show Air. Ty Caddy taking second. George Barthel, Team Helens in third. Fourth place going to Michael Marks. Fifth place, Danny Healy, riding for Now MS Society. In the women's elite race, Julie Guthrie taking the win over teammate Louise Kugan, both for Now MS Society. Julie Guthrie taking the overall series win as well. Masters 45, fourth place, Brad House. Third place, Iron Fly's Marcel Hoxbergen. Second place, going to Chola Pacific's Chris Gallup. Welcome back, Chris, after taking a long leave from the cyclocross scene. And Blue Factory Team's Michael Marks taking the win and the overall series win as well. In the juniors, 10 through 14, Andy Crawford in second from Team Velocity. Bike Palace back on tracks, Duncan Reed, and also state champion, taking the win and the overall series win as well. Juniors 15 through 18, Jacob Sutcliffe picking up fourth place for Team Velocity, and Cimavello's Edward Horvat in third. Miles Irish taking second, and Bike Palace back on tracks, Rick Riddell taking the win. Beginner men's race, fourth place going to Hebe Grupo Ciclismo's Greg Popovich. Third place, PA Remax Junu Kang. Second place, PA Remax Alejandro Galindo. And your winner from LA Velocity, Will Ostrander. And the Masters 35s, Artemio Cornell for Zorros taking third place. Team Velocity's Al Morinaka in second. And South Bay Wheelman's Alex Hall taking that win. Masters 55 plus, Howard Miller riding for Paramount Racing in an unfortunate mechanical coming in fourth place. Steve Brown taking third. Bike College back on tracks, James Riley in second, and Bikeman.com, Roger Jorgensen from Chatsworth taking the win and the overall series win, picking up that coveted Hot Shop Urban Cyclocross Series winner's jersey. Complete details at backontrackproductions.com for the Urban Cyclocross Series Finals on December 5th. Okay, upcoming events. We've still got cyclocross going on. December 18th, the Sacramento Cyclocross, race number 6, takes place in Northern California. And this is going to be south of Sacramento, about 20 miles. All categories available there as well. It's in Ocampo, California, at the Lang Twins Winery, sponsored by Team City. City Bicycle Works. Check them out. Full details at ncnca.org for the website for further details on the Sacramento Cyclocross Series. Also on December 19th in Northern Cal at Fort Ord, the Central Coast Cyclocross Series continues in Monterey area. That's www.cccxcycling.com. And then in January, we've got to promote this. This is an awesome overall state championships, Northern versus Southern California State Cyclocross Championships, first ever of its kind. And what we're going to do is they're going to have points scored for all categories for Northern Cal and for Southern Cal. And whoever scores the most points is the champion. Is it going to be NorCal or SoCal? Find out on Sunday, January 16th. This is brought to you by Action Sports. Action Sports in Bakersfield. The race course is also in Bakersfield as well. A great location for North versus South. Details at teamactionsports.com, teamactionsports.com, or you can email Sam at teamactionsports.com. Over $5,000 in cash and prizes. Unbelievable. Overall state championships, North versus South. That's going to be an awesome event. You don't want to miss that at all. All right. Bike Sport Radio's got some interviews with, we have something from Ty Caddy at Nats National Championships up in Bend, Oregon. Steve Tilford, world champion and multi-time national champion. Got a chance to talk to him at the Urban Cyclocross. So we'll be listening to Steve Tilford shortly.
And just sounds and overall cool stuff from bike racing. Sounds of bike racing and cyclocross. And also, we're going to have Dave Snyder talking about the California Bicycle Coalition. So sit back and enjoy these sounds. Here's Ty Caddy at Cyclocross Nationals.
What's up, Sandbagger?
Just kidding.
Now, you put your nose in it, though, today, huh, at the start?
Yeah, you know, I've been having trouble getting my heart rate up a little. I don't know if it's the off-season. I kind of been long, steady distance, not really racing, and these guys are just so impressive. So, yeah, I got out good. Time trial went decent yesterday, and then I'm just stuck in one gear right now. You know, it's December. I'm not focused until March. And tried to go hard, made an effort, and then, just kind of blew up, and then I just had to settle in and suffer it, man. It was fun, though.
You ever raced cross like this before?
This is my second cross race of the year, so I jumped in the deep end, dude, big time. You know, SoCal's a dirt crit, hard pack. I mean, I could barely pedal the grass once I'd blown. Like, that bridge was like 30%, you know what I mean? I was just like, oh, my God. But, I just settled in, started picking good lines, and probably I'm hoping I got back up to maybe 20th. I don't know. It's just cluster. But, you know, just started picking smooth lines and just really having fun, really. You know, just my parents came up from Oregon. They'd moved up here a while back, so good to see them. And, hats off to these guys. Legit. I wish mountain biking was this deep.
Yeah, are we going to see any U.S. Cup cross races any day?
You know, we've talked about it, actually. We're talking about doing maybe a six-hour in fall. And we'd love to put a U.S. Cup. I think the U.S. Cup's going to branch out into all kinds of cycling. So I've got the cross bug, man. It's good. Crowd's into it. And I'd love to see a mountain bike like this enthusiastic.
Thanks, Ty.
Awesome. See you, Cole.
The Urban Cyclocross Series Finals continues. We're getting ready for the pro and open race. I've got Steve Tilford here. How you doing, Steve?
I'm doing pretty good.
And you are a credential. I see a world champion stripe on you, cross country and stuff. Tell us about your...
No, I've just been racing bikes a long time. I'm the best old guy now.
All right.
It's like, so I'm...
The best old guy?
Yeah, I'm kind of kicking around going to Masters Cross Worlds in Belgium next month. So I'm trying to get some fitness. I'm going up to Bend on Tuesday.
Yeah,
so
Tuesday?
I was down in San Diego with some friends in La Jolla training. So
I hear it's not going to be quite as icy as last year in Bend.
I don't know. I mean, I just looked at my iPhone and it shows snow every day this week.
Mm.
So, I mean, I don't know. I mean, you know, I just talked to them up in Portland. They said it's dry today in Portland, so which that's pretty unusual for that raceway there. So
yeah. All right. Well, good. You're racing the pros for a cash prize, let's say. Thanks for coming, man.
Yeah, this course is cool. I mean, I raced in Sereno Valley a few times down in San Diego, but I raced Santa Cruz Nationals in 84.
Wow.
And, I mean, I really haven't raced that much. And I did a few of those Santa Cruz races with Leibel and those guys, but I haven't raced too much down
there. You're from that area then?
No, I just, you know, we used to travel around in
Michigan.
So,
yeah,
but,
Kansas.
You know, I haven't raced much in L.A. So.
Nationals came to Kansas once, didn't it?
2 years ago. It was twice.
Was it cold?
It was so weird. I mean, it was like the normal high in mid-December is like 46. I mean, it started on Sunday. It was 61 on Sunday for the elite race in the morning with the single speed and stuff.
Right.
And when we started, it was like 13.
Oh!
I think I was the only rider in the elite race in shorts. I mean, I just,
You're fine.
Yeah, and I don't know. I mean, but next year it's in Madison in January. So.
All right. Well, good luck. We're around lining up for the pros. Good luck with your race today, Steve. Thanks for coming.
No problem.
Special thanks to Palos Verdes Bicycle Center Racing, helping with our hosting of today's event. And also Marathon, Snickers Marathon bars. You'll see that in some of your prizes, those of you that get merchandise. Rackster Bike Racks, a new bike rack out there. RacksterRacks.com, check them out. And portions of the race will be featured on Bike Sport Radio also. The Urban Cyclocross, always on Bike Sport Radio. It's about bike racing, bike races, and what you need to race bikes. Check it out at BikeSportRadio.us or friend them at Facebook, our Facebook group, Bike Sport Radio. Okay, we got the starting line here with the pros. Series winner Michael Marks on the line. Steve Tilford down the line. Danny Healy out there, now MS. Steve Tilford's one of the fastest old guys out there, he says. World champion, cross-country mountain biker, multi-time national. All right, everybody, get ready to make some noise. We got some talent out there today. Steve Tilford on the line. Woohoo! Getting a final countdown here. Thirty seconds to start. Woo! There they go. All right. Tilford takes the point right there. Michael Marks not shy at all, though, right there in the lead as they head into the first turn. The feature event of the day at the Urban Cyclocross Series Finals. Men's Pros and Masters 35s racing now. One lap to go. One to go for this rider here, Team Helens. One lap to go in the Masters 35s and Open Men's Pros. That's George Barthel riding for Team Helens in the Pro Men's Open category. Wendell Woodford on the backstretch there. And Steve Tilford, world champion, multi-time national champion, put your hands together for him, is going to take home the win today at the Urban Cyclocross Series Finals.
Yeah.
Riding for Trade Winds Energy. Trade Winds Energy. And one lap to go for this rider, Al Morinaca. Team Velocity, one to go.
Daddy.
One lap to go. And... photographer Bruce Temesi taking a fall there. All right. And there's our winner. Put your hands together for him. World-renowned and well-known, fastest old guy, he says out there, Steve Tilford. Good job, Steve. Danny Healy on the backstretch, riding for Now MS. And a fine race by Michael Marks finishing up now. Factory Blue Racing. All right, Michael. Second race of the day.
Hey, guy.
Whoa. Okay, Steve Tilford, congratulations on your win today. You said you like the course? Or,
yeah, I mean, it's like, you know, I mean, it seems like in the Midwest and a lot of the Nationals now, they're making them like spaghetti works, you know. There's a lot of, like, you know.
Twisty-turny back
yeah,
and forth.
Yeah, you know, spirals of death and stuff. And,
yeah,
you know,
all the way in, you know, and then all the way out.
And the corners here were just, you know, I mean, obviously there's some U-turns.
More
but,
flowy. Yeah,
yeah. But, it was loose enough that you had to scrub your speed. And, you know, yeah, bike handling definitely came into effect.
Right.
What you're supposed to do is, you know, ride your bike, you know, physical exertion, and then bike handling. I mean, this had it. Plus, right. You know, the riding uphill is always good, you know, for trying to get some form.
Yeah, we got some hill climbs. We had a little water crossing up there. And,
yeah, it was kind of cool. And, you
the
know,
uphill
I'm,
barrier.
I don't know. I just didn't want to run up that hill, you know. I mean, I didn't want to get my legs all sore. And so and I was like, I normally run it, but in Nashville, yeah. the longest run is like 8 steps, you know. I was like, I missed my pedal a couple
times. They're doing the staircase. Do they do a staircase at Nationals?
Yeah, that's all it is. And it's like, you know. I mean,
so when
are
you leaving for Nationals?
Tomorrow night from San Diego.
Okay. Very good, very good. And are you doing two races up there?
Yeah, Masters and Elite.
Masters and Elite.
Well, I've been skipping all the, nice. I mean, it's like Junicross last week, the UCI races. Like,
yeah.
If I go to the Masters World, you can't have any UCI points. So I have to kind of sandbag, like, you have to, like, in the C1, I have to get 16th, you know?
Right.
So it's I kind of hate it, but, you know, next year, you know, the Masters Worlds are in Kentucky, but I hate just kind of blowing my whole season off. I mean, kind of going up to Portland. I don't like going and doing elite races and not trying to race and win. And then all of a sudden, you kind of like, you can't finish in the top 10 or top 15, depending what the UCI category is. It's not really
right.
That fun for me. I mean, it's like, it's okay, but, you know, and
you're still mountain bike racing, right?
Yeah, something, you know, I race maybe 5 races a year. I race mainly on the road, but, you know, it's just, I just like bike racing. I race like 90 races this year, I guess.
Wow!
You know,
cool.
It's a lot, but.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, hey, we appreciate you coming.
Oh, it was cool.
Congratulations for winning today.
Said,
thanks for coming.
I haven't won a race in California in a while.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
all right, good to see you out here.
Yeah, thanks.
Urban Cyclocross Series Finals Juniors on the line right now on Bike Sport Radio. Getting their final instructions.
You're going to get lapped. You know, you finish on the same lap as the leader. Use. Start behind them at the same time. And you only do one lap, and at the end of the lap, you're done, okay?
And Youth. Starting on a whistle.
Carmen's ready?
Go at the same time.
Huh? Yeah, you go at the same time they do. And don't pass them, okay?
Frank, you take your business.
Okay, timer's ready. 30 seconds.
Twitching.
Woo! Go, go, go!
All right, here's the leaders. First lap in the juniors. State champion Duncan Reed in the lead. And Rick Riddell in the lead of the juniors 15th or 18th on lap number one. All right, put your hands together for our winner here in the juniors, 15 through 18. Congratulations, Rick Riddell, with the SoCal Mountain Bike League's Penn High and Bike Palace back on track. Ricky Riddell picking up the win in the older juniors, 15 through 18. Duncan Reed on the hill now. All right, congratulations, our junior 10 through 14 winner coming down now. Bike Palace back on tracks, Duncan Reed. Category 4 is getting their final instructions on the start line. Big group today. Here's the countdown, any second now. On the whistle. Series leader, raise your hand.
Series leader, you got one in here?
Yeah.
All right, 30 seconds, guys.
Winner's jersey at stake today.
People will show up.
They're off.
You can start any time within the last 15 seconds.
All right, 67 going by there. That's Carrie Downs and being followed up by a 692 in the back there. That's Roger Jorgensen. Roger Jorgensen for BikeMan.com. He's our series leader in the single-speed category fours right now. Okay, so we are on one lap to go. Josh Compa, Linked Cycling, is on his way. It looks like to a win in the overall series. He's in the lead over Benjamin Cornell at one lap to go. And Julie Guthrie, right, he's racing side by side with teammate Louise Kugan, now MS Society. Julie Guthrie, the leader in that series as well. Finishing up LA Velocity right there, number 78, Will Ostrander. And our unofficial winner in the single speed, Herman Montenegro. Congratulations to him. He went by a few minutes ago. And he beat, actually, all the guys with gears. Herman Montenegro, good job. Okay, Bike Sport Radio. It's all about bike racing. Bike racers are what you need to race bikes. But we always talk about advocate issues and road and trail access. We had a chance to attend the relaunching party of the California Bicycle Coalition. The California Bicycle Coalition is all about legislation and about making laws fair for bicyclists and treating bicyclists fair. If you have not heard of the California Bicycle Coalition, take a listen to this at their relaunch party. We had a chance to listen to Dave Snyder talks about the California Bicycle Coalition. And consider supporting and joining the California Bicycle Coalition as well. Here's Derek Snyder.
Director of the LACBC, and we're honored that she is here, so thank you for coming. And those of you that are local know that the LACBC, really, I would say, since Jim took over, has really just been an amazing organization. And so many of the things that we have in LA County that we look to now, I mean, in particular, things that we should have had forever ago and that we only have now, especially things like the Sheriff's Project and, you know, the River Ride and so many things that are in LA that we now look to. And I think people, you know, almost take for granted that we have bike advocacy in LA. really, Jen is the person that's been spearheading that, and we really owe her a lot. If you live in L.A., she's the one that's behind us, so thank you.
Awesome.
We also have Andrea White Coase, who, those of you that don't know, she is the CEO of the bike station in Long Beach, and she's also the newest member of the CBC board, and we're honored to have her, because she's a great advocate for cycling, and been doing really great things in Long Beach. And, of course, from my perspective as a CBC board member, we're especially lucky to have Dave Snyder here, who is the now relaunched director slash executive director of the CBC, newly named that position, and somebody who's been just an incredible bike advocate for many, many years in Northern California, but in this entire state, and his involvement with CBC, and that's Dave Snyder. So I can't say enough good things about Dave.
I wrote down some notes on this small piece of paper here that I'm going to share with you. It won't take too long, I promise. And I want to start by talking about the new energy that is at the CBC that is so exciting, exemplified by Michael, who's also a member of board, and Andrea. As was illustrated best, probably, at the Bike Summit in March. Who was here at the Bike Summit in March? You were there. We hosted an event for the California delegation to the Bike Summit, which was the largest delegation at the Bike Summit, at the Union Station within view of the Capitol, to talk about the rejuvenation of the CDC. And the event was my idea, because I like to party. But let's have a party. And thanks to Amanda Eichstadt and Chris Marcus, who were there also, they said, let's make it a fundraiser. And I said, okay, fine, let's make it a fundraiser. Good idea. That was not my idea, but fine. We raised between $20,000 and $30,000 in pledges at that event, having decided to make it a fundraiser about 24 hours before the event happened. That shows you how excited people are about the CBC and what's happening in this state. Also, more evidence about the new energy is the attention that we're getting from the national movement. The Alliance for Biking and Walking has their grant programs intended to help start advocacy where they need it the most. And they gave the CBC a $30,000 match.
Woohoo!
Knowing how important that is. Knowing how important that the California congressional delegation is to our attempts nationally to write transportation legislation. When they gave us the grant months ago, the idea was that we would write new legislation that would take us far further than we had ever imagined being now. The main goal, and not that we're forgetting the idea of going forward, but the main goal, frankly, is protecting what we've gained over the last decade. We have some very, very serious threats from the state of the economy and the new House leadership that could wipe out the funding that we've gotten for bicycles in previous pieces of legislation. So we have to do a good job influencing our California congressional delegation, the Republicans, to make sure that they understand how important bicycling is to their constituents. And the CBC is going to be depended on by the national movement for that. I want to talk a little bit about my history and philosophy about leadership. I got started in bicycle advocacy like 19 or 20 years ago as the founding executive director of the reborn San Francisco Bicycle Coalition. It was founded in the 70s, but then was dormant throughout the 80s. And in 1991, I was elected the executive director and built that organization up to a membership of about 4,500 by the time I quit in 2002. Now it's got a membership of 12,000 dues-paying members. It's one of the most powerful bicycle advocacy groups in the country.
I just have to interrupt there just to say, though, because I think that Dave really undersells that even, because it was when he took over executive director in San Francisco, no one had heard of the San Francisco Bicycle Coalition, and now there's no one in the country who's involved in bike advocacy that hasn't heard of it. So, I mean, he took it from nothing into something that was such a powerful movement, and like when you look at what's happened to bike advocacy in San Francisco, as much as Jen has done that in L.A., San Francisco owes such a huge debt of gratitude to Dave. So you sell yourself short, but you really are the person that brought Bike Advocacy back to San Francisco. And so I can't tell you, when I heard that you were going to be in charge of CBC Relaunch Director, that was yet another reason why I was so thrilled to hear that, because I know what your energy is.
Thank you.
So.
Thank you. And let me give you my perspective, okay? And I think I'm a really lucky guy, because I think I'm not bad, right? I kind of know what I'm doing. But I also am lucky as heck, because frankly, in San Francisco, the movement was ready. The people were ready. It just took someone to kind of organize it and coordinate it, right? But everyone was ready, and I think we're in the same spot in California, really. Like, I think that I'm in another lucky position, because I think that we're in the same spot in California, that we're ready. Because we're the largest state in the union. We have more membership organizations, more dues-paying members of bicycle advocacy organizations than any other state in the country. I think if you take out transportation alternatives, probably than any other, than all of the other organizations combined. We have more dues-paying members in the state of California. And the state is not well coordinated right now. At the state level, we're weak, and that's what's going to change, thanks in part to events like this. So I think I'm lucky, honestly, Michael, but thank you anyway.
Sorry to interrupt.
I want to make just a couple of points about sort of, you know, my style, I guess. I think that we are strongest when we are inclusive of all ideologies, and that's bicycle ideologies and political ideologies. If we have to include Republicans, why should Republicans be against bicycling innovation, right? And they won't be once we communicate with them effectively. Mountain bikers, road bikers, urban transportation bikers, you know, cruiser riders, the health constituency. And I think importantly, low-income social justice constituencies also have to be a part of our movement. To the extent that we can bring bicycling to people who economically have the most need for a reliable and efficient mode of transportation, we are stronger. So I intend to be very inclusive. And I'm also, part of that is because I'm a movement guy. I'm really interested, and I want to make the CBC a strong organization, but the movement as a whole, I think, is why that I'm doing this, it's why y'all are involved in this. And that means it's not just the CBC, that means it's other organizations, that means it's all of our local groups. In LA, I know the LACBC does a great job of coordinating stuff, but there are other groups, too, that are doing effective work. And that's how it is at the state level and how it should be. Mostly, I don't know about mostly, but one of my beliefs, and I think it's a fact, is that most real change happens locally. So it's the stuff that y'all are doing in Los Angeles that is going to make most of the difference for everybody's day-to-day lives here in Los Angeles. And our job at the state is to create the context where you can be most successful. You know, I heard from Paul earlier today that he thought that the LACBC was influential in City Hall. And I think that's important. And we want to help other organizations around the state be likewise influential. It was before my time, but it was the CBC that actually fiscally sponsored the LACBC and helped get it started. And we have the opportunity to do that in other places in the state, spread the good word. The part of the context, and I'll list a few things that we've done and then a few things that we're doing. Part of the context for making for success at the local level, and the best thing that we've done recently is Mark Leo's Complete Streets Bill passed 2 years ago. Now all streets renovated or built anew have to take into account all users, bicyclists, pedestrians, disabled people. And we have a lot of work to do to make sure that's implemented successfully. It's a strong guidance policy, but it's still possible for it to be ignored if we're not doing our best to make that implemented. One of the ways that we're going to be most focused on, one of our strongest focus is and implementing these streets is with the sustainable community strategies that SB 375 regional metropolitan planning organizations, to get just a little bit wonky, to comply with the global warming bill, regions have to come up with a transportation plan that reduces greenhouse gas emissions. We are going to work to make sure that all of those transportation plans in the state include a vigorous implementation of the complete streets requirement. And that requires professional advocacy and dogged at Caltrans and in every region. Another thing that we did, this was a few years back, but it's really important to the locals, is increase the amount of money in the bicycle transportation account. Now for a few things that we hope to do, and we will do. One of the problems that people have with Caltrans is besides the fact that they don't like these streets all the time, and I just heard something that will add to the list today, and I encourage you, I thought about having like a question and answer, but I'd rather you just come up afterward, I think, and talk to me. Maybe we can have like a big group, but one of the things that I just learned today was the importance of permitting for rides, that Caltrans can be a real pain in the butt when it comes to organizing a ride, and if there's some way that we can help at the state level to make that easier for ride organizers, that's our job, and we can do that. When it comes to street design, I know for a fact that when a Caltrans roads goes through an urban area, through a city, they make it really hard to add a bike, they make it really hard to change the geometry of the street. That's ridiculous. The local jurisdiction should be in charge of the streets if they want to make them safer. The state should get in the way. And we can help with that at the state level. Those are administrative things that are really important. There's a lot of legislative things, too, that we will be doing. And I'll just list a bunch of ideas. We will do most of these. I think we'll do most of these this year. We can't do all of them. We're going to need some help from throughout the state to succeed even on everything that we do. So we'll pick our priorities in the next 3 or 4 weeks because we have to have bill descriptions ready for the legislature by January 15th. Here's the list. 3-foot passing bill. This one we're definitely going to do because LA wants us to, and LA is important. and you know, like these things work, right? LA will provide some leadership, and we will provide as much leadership as well as you want us to get a 3-foot passing bill passed, like it exists in many states around the country. Making it easier for jurisdictions to lower the speed limit and to make it harder for them to raise the speed limit. That's a huge issue for us all over the state. And it's a law that the locals can't do anything about. We can change the state law. Here's a cute one that I think is important in a funny way, and that is that California is one of the few states that does not require continuing education credits for their engineers. So a engineer could have gotten trained 20 years ago, and they're risen to a place of importance in their city. And there's nothing that's going to force them back to re-education camp to teach them that we care about bicycles today. We can change that and bring California up to the standard of other states that requires their engineers to get some continuing education. These next two are the most exciting ones, and they're the game changers that I think will put California back on the map as a leader in bicycling and social change, really, with bicycling as the wedge in the country. And I think because California is such a big state and it's such a diverse state, I think it is the future of the United States, and I think everyone realizes that. That if we do it, then the country will follow. The first idea is a proposal by Assemblymember Huffman, who wants to require in all PE classes, which are already required, what he calls active transportation curriculum. It's really bicycle safety education. So like the Netherlands, like some of the leading countries in the world, California, will guarantee that every school child learns how to safely ride a bicycle. That's a huge game changer for the next generation. And then this one is a great idea. It's Chris Morphus's idea for credit. And it won't pass this year in its entirety, but it sets the bar of where we're trying to go. The idea is to designate what we mean by a transportation bicycle. Call it the California Transportation Bicycle, in the same way that there's a California ZEV. In the same way that we have certain standards for vehicles, we'll have a certain standard for a bicycle, fenders and lights, and maybe a chain guard, and maybe a bell. Call it the California Transportation Bicycle, and then provide subsidies for its purchase to low-income people. as an economic stimulus and as a transportation, good transportation policy. Now, the subsidy will be passed in this economic climate, but the definition of this bill, the definition of a California transportation bicycle might, and it sort of states what we're about as a community. And I think it really sets up our movement and our organization as a leader in that movement for being visionaries of the kind of future that we want for California and, by extension, the country. Now to talk a little bit about how we're going to do this. In our budget is pretty small. We're a small and scrappy organization, which we're pretty comfortable with. Our funding is from the Alliance for Biking and Walking, from certain visionary leaders within the bicycle industry. The Alliance for Biking and Walking grant, like I said, is a matching grant. We don't have a huge membership. The last 5 years has been a bit of an interim period at the CBC. It's watched our membership decline. And while I want to change that, the truth is that it's most important that people join their local groups. It's most important. So the first priority is to join your local group, and then the second priority is to join the CBC. I'm not expecting that to be a huge funding source. Really, what we're doing is holding house parties like this. We're going to hold one in San Diego in January, another one in Long Beach in January. We're going to hold another one in the Bay Area in the spring. We held one in the Bay Area last year. We're going to hold one in Sacramento. This is how we are supporting the CBC at this stage. And it's kind of like, I think it's a smart strategy, frankly. It's like identify people who care the most, right? Identify the hardcore, identify the folks who come to Michael's house on a beautiful day and want to sit and talk bicycles. Like, you are the people who we are depending on to restart, to relaunch this organization. So with that, I will thank you very much for coming here, and I want to ask you all to give you a little round of applause.
So I wanted to step in and say also, first of all, the people that came today, that how much I appreciate that, and a number of you are my very close friends and very close biking friends, and I really appreciate your coming here today, because I think you all know how important biking is to me, both from the advocacy perspective and also from, you know, the actually getting on a bike and riding. Although there were several years in there where I thought it was only going to be advocacy. And so I'm glad to be back on the bike, actually riding more. So that's been a good thing. But when I first started in advocacy, I had been doing it for about 2 or 3 minutes. And there were people that I was working with, people like Jim Hasenauer, who's Mountain Bike Hall of Famer and is an IMBA founder and a CORBA founder, and Peter Heumann, who's a CORBA founder, and actually Dan Bernstein, who just walked in, yet another CORBA founder, the Concerned Off-Road Bicycle Association. And I was involved in CORBA for, I don't know, about 14 or 15 years, and that was great. I did a lot of advocacy there, and I did a lot of advocacy after I left CORBA with the Los Angeles Bicycle Advisory Committee. And when I left the Bicycle Advisory Committee about, I don't know, a year and a half ago, I thought, well, I'm done with advocacy now. Now I'm just going to ride a little bit. And I was done with the Bicycle Advisory Committee, I'm guessing, for 3 weeks when I got a phone call. And it was Jim Hagensmith from San Diego, and he was involved with CBC, and he said, yeah, you know, I got your name from a couple of people. Michelle Mowry, who those of you who know her, is with the Department of Transportation in L.A., and she's the head of the bicycle program in L.A., and he said that Michelle gave me your name, and we're looking for someone to get involved in advocacy for the CBC in Southern California. Do you have any interest in that? And my first response is, I was just getting ready to ride my bike. What do you mean, do I want to do this again? But bicycle advocacy is something that is really important to me, and it's important to me. Initially, it was important to me from a mountain biking perspective because I love to get out on my mountain bike. And then it became important to me, particularly when I got involved in the BAC, that I started realizing that there were a lot of issues that I hadn't seen before, but road issues and, you know, whether it's transportation issues, whether it's safe streets issues, whether it's kids riding to school issues. And so when Jim Hagensmith said to me, are you interested in getting involved in advocacy? I paused for a moment and I said, yeah, I guess I am. It's something that's vitally important to me, and that I know those of you who are here that biking's vitally important to you. And so I want to thank you for coming today, but I also really urge you to consider making a significant contribution today and in the future, because this is such an important thing if you care about bikes, whether it's for commuting, whether it's for any other kind of transportation, whether it's recreationally, as a sport, as a racer, any of those things. That it, we live in a state that is dedicated to the car. And if you care about cycles, whether it's off-road, on-road, for any of these different purposes, it's so important for us to have a strong voice. And that's why I wanted to get involved in the CBC, and that's why people like Jim and Dave and others from the CBC board managed to convince me to spend more time in meetings and less time riding my bike, because of how important it is to me and how important I know that it is for our state. And so I really do urge you today to, even if it is a little bit difficult in these economic times, to make a decision to support the CBC. I thank you for coming, and I'd like to hopefully turn it over to Dave again, if there, or to others, if anyone wants to say something, or if anyone's ready to step up today and make a significant contribution. So I think we might have one person who we've already twisted his arm.
Run. Well, I'm Peter Heumann, and I'm in a 12-step program for advocacy. I got involved in advocacy about 24 years ago with Corba.
Hi, Peter. And
thank you. And some of you may know me. I put on the Southern California Bicycle Expo for about 9 years. And I also put on an annual ride that benefits Children's Hospital called the City of Angels Fun Ride. And one of the organizations that I got involved in and became president of about 10 years ago is the Bicycle Ride Directors Association of America. And at our meeting last week, we pledges are great, but checks are better. We've got a check for you for $2,500. It's an organization that represents bicycle ride directors all over the nation. And, you know, my pitch was, basically, to the organization is, now it's more important than ever that we have representation, because we need help to keep our rides growing and going. And the roads open and help with the bicycles. So, and also for my company, $100 for the City of Angels Fun Ride.
All right, thank you.
There's another. So that's all I got in the pocket. Thank you very much.
Can I just say, as a 12-step program for bicycle advocacy, really the person that more than any other should be getting to more meetings is Dave Snyder. One of the things that was interesting at our last board meeting, which was up in the Bay Area, as we were sitting around the table, and Dave announced that he was willing to give up his day job to take on the job of the relaunch director of the CBC as a full-time job. And when you think about the kinds of things that, you know, your money needs to go to, and the things that we need to do, is that we need to have somebody who's like Dave, has a voice in Sacramento and a voice around the state, advocating for bicycling issues. And Dave, who apparently was willing to throw caution to the wind and step in to do this, saw that this is an exciting time to do this, and it is just so important to get behind both his willingness to step off the ledge, but everybody's involvement throughout the state that sees that bicycling issues are important things. So again, I really do urge everyone to step up today.
That's awesome. This is worth $5,200 to us, because it's being matched by the Alliance for Biking and Water.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah. And I would love to have, I know a lot of you already donated, some of you have, and I would love to have folks help us out some more. And why don't we start with 10% of what we got here. Can anyone dig deep? I know it's hard, but if anyone can dig deep and donate $520, that's worth $1,040 to us. Mm. Anyone can be very generous?
I just sent 3 checks into CBC, so sorry. No more today.
Can anybody support us with, let's go for half of that, $250.
Yeah, I'll make sure I'll go ahead and $250.
Can you join Howard? Howard, you're the president of the board at LACBC, is that right? Or can you explain? I'm sorry, did I miss that?
Yep. President of what?
The LACBC.
I'm an attorney in Los Angeles and great, you know, advocating for bicycling. I'm an avid cyclist. I love to ride and been riding for many years, and I'm a member of the LA County Bicycle Coalition, along with the riding club that I'm in, and I'm, you know, doing whatever I can to help further, you know, the infrastructure in Los Angeles for bicycles, as well as trying to make us a less car-centric place, and I'm on board with that, and will continue to be.
Right on. Well, thank you. And what I'll do, I'll pass out a form. We would love everyone to make as generous a donation as you possibly can. And you can do it privately so that you don't get in trouble with your partner for giving more. No, I'll pass out membership.
I have a question.
Yes.
How does it work? I noticed online that there's two different, like one that's education.
Yeah. Thank you for bringing that up. Donations to the CBC, because we kicked butt and it was legislation and not tax deductible. We're a lobbying group. If you want to make a tax deductible donation, you can give to our C3 arm, which is called the CBC Education Fund, and that money will be used for charitable purposes. It doesn't matter to us because we do plenty of charitable work that we can use that money that way. But if you don't require a tax deduction, just make it out to the CBC.
So,
go ahead. When
you say it goes to charitable purposes, what does that mean?
Whatever the IRS considers legal for a 501c3 to do in order to get a tax deduction. So not lobbying.
So like bike education.
So like all the administrative work we do at Caltrans is not lobbying. You know, getting Caltrans to implement complete streets, that's not lobbying. That's just helping them obey the law. The only thing that's not tax deductible is when we talk to the legislators about passing it. So everything else that we do.
And where do you, is there a portion that you can put on where you prefer the money to?
No.
I'm sorry, what is your donation?
We can run the books, you know, so that a smaller portion of what we spend is on lobbying, that is okay.
And you're doubling $1 for both?
Matching. Good question. No, it only works for the CBC Education Fund.
It only works for the education.
Yeah.
Not for the.
Take
those checks.
Yeah. Well, no, it's cool. We're gonna make the match. Even if you've already made a check to CBC, that's totally fine. If you made a check to CBC and I have it, and you want to take it back and write a check to the CBC Education Fund, just get my attention and I'll get it.
Now your salary, probably part of it comes from.
Part of it will come from the CBC Education Fund, and part of it will come from the CBC.
Right.
We'll just
so
handle that account and we'll take care of it.
And you've got two people, two full-time people, right?
Yes.
And I'm really happy to see Jim Brown attending the Caltrans Bicycle Advisory Committee meetings.
Oh, cool.
That's really important, because so far it's only been cable that's been there. That's really important.
Well, I'd like to donate $250, but would you prefer it to be the educational?
In light of the little detail that you just reminded me of, yes. So the CBC Education Fund is probably better, but like I said, it's if you already go to the CBC, that's
so just put CBC Educational.
Yeah. Thank you, Kevin.
Thank you.
All right, cool. That was the California Bicycle Coalition launch party held on Sunday. That was yesterday. And find out details about the California Bicycle Coalition at www.calbike.org. Sign up, join them, give them a donation. They are lobbying for you in Sacramento, the California Bicycle Coalition.
Bike racing, the world's toughest sport. Imagine listening to the radio on Monday to hear the weekend's race news, or having a chance to call in and chat with an expert about our sport. Well, imagine no more. We are Bike Sport Radio. Tune in to KILL Radio for reports on the weekend's local race action and results. Hear how local clubs or teams are doing, or call in and chat with a guest speaker about the sport or some of its many products used. We cover road, mountain bike, cyclocross, and track cycling in Southern California, and are giving our fast-growing sport yet another media boost. Our studio is big enough for guests, and we have hosted a few notable ones. If you would like to be an in-studio guest, contact us. You can listen to Bike Sport Radio live or listen to an archive show at radioforall.net. Please donate at any level to us through the Kill Radio online link at www.killradio.org, or support Bike Sport Radio by linking us to your websites. Thanks for listening to Bike Sport Radio.
Yeah, contact us at brad6183@yahoo.com, brad6183@yahoo.com, or visit bikesportradio.us for our website and donate. We need your support. Kill Radio needs your support to keep our shows going, and this is the bike racing show for you, all about bike racing, bike racers, and what you need to race bikes. Be a guest if you want, and remember, drive your bike just like you would a car when you're out there. We'll be talking at you next time. Thanks for listening to Bike Sport Radio.